everybody. Welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice. My name is Dawn, and I will be your cruise director as we embark on this healing journey of transformation today. I had to. I think it's been a few weeks since I've busted that one out. Your tour guide, your internal cruise director. I am here for you. Yoga Nidra, my Lanta, a very special kind of guided meditation that leads you into a deeply relaxing and creative space, a healing space that exists between waking and sleeping. And this practice of dedicated rest, I like that one, will guide you through your own unique process so you can eventually return to your day, to your night, with more energy, clarity, a calmer mind, that sense of you-ness, right? This is a practice that can be done before sleep, maybe if you wake up in the middle of the night. You could do it first thing in the morning, maybe even a midday siesta when you need that little pocket to pause, to get still and press the reset button. Either way, no matter the time or even the reasoning behind your diving in here today, trust, surrender, and know, remember, for most of you, remember, you cannot, you already know what I'm going to say, you cannot get this wrong. And you will receive exactly what you're meant to here and now, whether you're aware of what this is or not. So, beautiful being, drop any expectation, any pressure. Let's feel them literally wash away on the next exhale through the mouth. And just be here. No doing, no efforting required. Just let go and simply be. All right, this cruise director has waffled long enough. Is that a thing? Make sure you're in your safe, cozy, and quiet space, your Nidra nest, your cocoon. And remember, you can pause this recording at any point to ensure that you're feeling 110% at ease, comfortable, supported, safe, all of the things. So grab all your cozies, lay your body down with your blankets, your pillows, your cushions, your pets, those puppy dogs. Whatever allows your body to completely settle and let go. As a lot of us know, we have these, I'm going to call them fickle holding patterns. Some are very obvious. Some of us hold our tension in our shoulders, and we can see that, right? Our shoulders become our earrings. They're very tight and tense. I personally can carry some of my tension in my furrowed brow. I've got the deep grooves and lines in between my eyebrows to show that. That is sometimes where I carry tension. Maybe your jaw or your glutes. Sometimes these holding patterns run a little deeper and aren't quite as obvious. So let's tend to the subtle, the obvious, the superficial, the deep holding patterns. Without judgment, without any need for commentary. Curiosity is different, right? Try not to write a limited narrative. Just unlock parts of your body if it calls to you today, if it's making sense when I cue it. So on your back, feel the support under you, bolster under your knees, pillow under your head. Tuck the chin, scoop the pelvis, find that long symmetrical spine, that central channel. And everything off to the left and to the right just kind of falls down and out from that straight spine, straight line. The arms are out long and wide to the sides, palms up or down. Feel that sweet release in the form of maybe a curl through the fingers, the hands. Legs are hip width distance, maybe wider, maybe narrower today. Heels root, toes are floppy. Feel that floppy energy again from that center line of your body. Flop out to the right, down and out to the left. And this can happen fully when we have that straight spine. So again, a little tuck of the chin, a scooped pelvis if needed, little shakes or shimmies. Find that center line and fall down and out to either side from there. Even the face can do this, right? Feel that, embody that floppy energy. There's a funny cue, but I like it. Embody the floppy. I don't think that will be the title for today, but it was a close second. Let the head be heavy. Release through the scalp, the ears, the temples, the forehead, the eyebrows, the eyelids, eyes, and eye sockets. Feel the cheeks soften. Unhinge the jaw, separate the teeth, release the tongue, create space through throat, a spaciousness through the collarbones, the chest, the ribs, heavy and spacious, belly and pelvis soft, releasing glutes, open hips, legs heavy. Arms heavy, head heavy, torso heavy. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in this present moment. Through the mouth, big sigh, release. Belly drips down. Again, in this present moment, long, slow, smooth, deep breath in down to the abdomen, then fill up from there. Exhale, release. Feel the body settling down. Again, through the nose, fill low belly, mid belly, upper belly, ribs, chest, neck, face, head. Through the mouth, big sigh. Settle down and settle in. And feel that entire plane of contact between the body and the surface holding you from below. All the places, the nooks and crannies, the surfaces that the body is supported. Feel the sensation of the body as it settles down. This waterfall of sensation as your body gives way to the floor below you. Now bring your mind to your inner resource. This could be the same one every time. Maybe it's unique to this present moment. First thing that comes to mind, comes to heart. A place where you feel calm, nourished, and safe. It can be a real place, maybe somewhere in nature, together with a spiritual figure, a guide, a loved one, a pet, or it's an imaginary place. Maybe you're floating on a cloud, or you're seated within the heart of God, of the Creator. Whatever makes sense for you. Can't get it wrong. Your inner resource, your safe and happy place. And start letting your senses be open to this safe space. What shapes, colors, lights, patterns, people, smells, tastes are associated with your inner resource today? And how does your body feel when you're in this place? How does your mind feel? Knowing you can return to this safe space at any time during our practice, or once you return to your day-to-day life, always there for you. Now feel your heartbeat. Just start by feeling the rhythm of the heart beating within the chest. And ask yourself this question: what does my heart need in this moment? Is there an intention for this practice today? Something that would bring your heart into harmony. Sink even deeper into the heart space. What is it that you truly want in life? What is your heart's deepest desire? And whatever it is, place the sentence in a present tense statement, as though it were already fact, already true. For instance, I am healthy, whole, and complete, just as I am. And even if whatever your sankalpa is doesn't quite feel true yet, feel as if it's in the process of becoming your reality. Feel every cell of your body resonating with this deep, heartfelt desire. Repeating it in your mind from the heart, downloading it, sending it to every cell. Your sankalpa from the heart, 3 times. Now allow my words to become yours, almost my voice to become yours, as we're going to bring and flow awareness and attention through the physical body, as I name each physical part of the body. Bring your attention there and experience the sensation. You may feel something or nothing at all. Whatever you experience is completely perfect. Start by becoming aware of the mouth, feeling this invisible plane of contact between the two lips. The soft, maybe buzzing sensation of both the lips. Feeling the density of the teeth, the soft tongue floating in the mouth, and observing any sense of taste present. Feeling up into the jaw, noticing any tension that might be here, and observe what happens when you really feel into the tension of the jaw. See if you can find its epicenter. See if you can find where tension unfolds in this space into a sensation of spaciousness. And feel the ears, the outer architecture of the ears. Feel sound arriving at the ears. Sound making its way from outer ears to inner ears. Hear the vibration of sound and observe. Is it just the ears that hear? Or does the whole body receive a vibration of sound? And feel the nose, the air flowing in and out of the nostrils, noticing any subtle or obvious smell, aroma that may be present. Feel the eyes resting back in the head, that invisible plane of contact between the upper and lower lids, sinking down even heavier, maybe even noticing any lights or colors filtering through or even behind closed eyelids. And observe if the mind is projecting any images into the space around you. Feel the forehead cool, alive with sensation. Feel that sensation melting back from forehead into mind. And feel the mind becoming calm and clear like a still pool of water. You can even see the bottom. Feel the scalp and every hair follicle on the scalp. Can you find the place where your head and your body ends and the space above you begins? Now feel all the sensations in the head and the face at once. The whole head and face. And observe how sensation changes as you move down into the throat, the sides and back of the neck, feeling into the shoulders. What is the sensation of the shoulders? Is there any tension present? Move into the tension. Where is the sensation of tension the most obvious, the most tuned up in the shoulders? Then move up and away from the tension. Then back into the tension, back and forth several times. Explore the range, the periphery of tension in the shoulders, or whatever sensation is present here. And feel sensation cascading down both arms like two giant waterfalls. The upper arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands. Feel the palms of both hands and all the fingers and fingertips. Feel the chest and upper back, deep inside the heart space. Can you feel the beat of the heart? Feel the low back, the abdomen. Is there any feeling of fullness? Or maybe a feeling of hunger? What is the sensation of the abdomen in this moment? Feeling the hips, the pelvis, upper legs, and the knees. Notice how the knees feel different than the lower legs, the ankles and feet. Feel the soles of the feet and all of the toes and toe tips. Start to feel all parts of the body now as one, feeling the whole body as sensation, the whole body, gently stepping back into that state of witnessing awareness. Who is observing the body? Feel yourself as the witness. Aware of the body, and yet also aware of this witnessing awareness. And start to observe the natural flow of breath in the body. Feel the sensation of the breath as it passes through the nostrils, a symphony of texture at the nose. Noticing the difference between the inhalation and the exhalation. Perhaps feeling a little stronger on one, a little softer on the other. A little warmer on one, maybe cooler on the other. Feel the breath as it passes down the throat. Feel the chest expand, the abdomen rise and fall as you breathe in and out. Start to feel the whole body breathing, picking up the subtle expansion that occurs within the body on each inhalation and the gentle release with each exhalation. Feel as if you're surrounded by an ocean of air. Each inhale, like a wave from that ocean of air, rises up into the chest. Each exhale melts back out into its source. Feel this constant connection with your surroundings. Feel this constant connection with every living being. Stepping into that witnessing awareness. observing the breath, connecting with the ocean of air around you. Who is it that observes the breath? Consider yourself the one who is aware of the body breathing itself. And bring to mind now a feeling of heaviness in the body, as if the entire body was made of stone, very dense, very heavy. Feel the bones heavy, the muscles, even the skin so heavy, the whole body against the floor. As if a strong wind came, nothing could move you. Observe any emotions that may come up with this heaviness. Perhaps a feeling of being grounded, balanced, and stable. Perhaps a feeling of sadness or depression, or feeling stuck. No wrong answer. Whatever is present for you in the heaviness inside. Now gently shift to the opposite, bringing to mind first a feeling of lightness, as if the entire body was made of air. So light, you could just lift up off of the ground and float away. Feel lightness in the limbs, lightness in the face. Notice your emotions that come up with the feeling of lightness. Perhaps feeling ungrounded, or maybe vast, expansive, liberated, and free. Now shift back to that feeling of heaviness, grounded and heavy. Then back to lightness, buoyant, floating. Noticing the shifts in the body as you focus on the feelings and sensations of lightness, heaviness, lightness, now heaviness. Now feel both at the same time, heavy and light together. Notice the effect on the body, on the mind, on the emotions. Who is witnessing this? Who is witnessing heavy and light together? Step back into that observing self, aware of both sensations merged together, and also aware of the observer. Changing sensations on a backdrop of unchanging awareness. Now observe any emotions that may be present for you. Welcome any emotion that is present in this very moment. and observe. Where do you feel this emotion in your body? Explore it with openness and curiosity. What does this emotion feel like in tangible form? And start to invite in its opposite. So if it was happiness, bring to mind sadness. If it was calm, perhaps tension or anger. If it was confusion, clarity or understanding. Where do you feel this opposite emotion in your body? What is the physical sensation of this emotion like? Now go back to the original, the first emotion. Notice where you feel it in your body. Then shift back to its opposite. Go back and forth at your own pace, shifting from one to the other, from one to the other. And then inviting both emotions in together. Now, what happens if you feel both of these opposite emotions at the same time? Gently release these emotions. Now I want you to call in a belief, even if it doesn't feel true in this moment, or maybe it'll feel very true. Call in the belief, I am strong. I am strong. Where do you feel this belief in the body? And if it's not here, imagine what it would feel like. I am strong. Where in your body do you feel your strength? Where is the tangible sensation when you are feeling strong? Yes, now gently shift to its opposite. I am weak. Does this feel true? Where do you feel it in your body? What comes up when you sit with this belief? I am weak. Maybe a memory or a thought, a physical sensation. Now shifting back, I am strong. Notice how it feels now. Is there any difference from the first time? Where do you feel I am strong in the body? Then back to I am weak. What sensations come up when you connect with this belief? Now at your own pace, alternate between the two. I am strong. I am weak. Back and forth, one, then the other, until eventually allowing both experiences at the same time. I am strong. I am weak. Feeling them merged together and witnessing the effect. now feel the heart. If the heart could smile, what would that feel like? Feel the smiling sensation of the heart. Notice the feelings, perhaps, of love or joy that might be present, and anything else that is here in the heart. That sense of well-being, a heart smile, welcoming whatever is present in the heart with openness and curiosity. Feel as if the heart were glowing like the sun, shining its healing light through the entire body. Love and light doesn't need a reason. Shining from the inside out. And checking in with that witnessing awareness, where the heart, where the body, where the breath, where feelings, emotions, memories are all present. Consider yourself the one who is aware, where thoughts, sensations, feelings, memories, all of your experience is pervaded by stillness of the moment. Feel back into the stillness that's already here, that backdrop of still awareness, the wholeness of your true nature, already here, always here. That stillness, that silence, pure awareness, pure being, grounding you to the present moment. The body, the breath, the mind permeated by stillness, by silence. And into this infinitely fertile soil of pure awareness, it's time to plant a sacred seed, your heartfelt, your desire, your Sankalpa. Plant it deep into the soil, into this pure state of being, and really feel as if it were in the process of becoming a reality. Feel it as already true. How does your Sankalpa feel now? Repeating it 3 more times, paired with that heart smile and that sun deep inside the chest. And gently becoming aware of any physical sensations, the body present in awareness. Maybe it feels good to become aware of the breath, maybe welcome some deeper breaths. You can gently re-engage the muscles by wiggling fingers and toes. Gently rock your head from side to side. Anything that makes sense, an expression of awareness, if you will. The physical body is present, the breath is present, the mind is present, connected with this inherent wholeness. So feel if any movements organically want to arise, and let them be a reflection of your awareness. Respectful of awareness. If you don't want to move, you don't have to. Whenever you're ready. You could raise the arms over your head, big stretch, maybe draw your knees into your chest, gently roll to your side, resting on back, on side, or belly, or seat for several breaths. Taking a moment to really come back to yourself and cultivating a sense of gratitude for this moment, this body, this breath. Observe how you feel now compared to when you began this practice. And make a very sincere intention, if it feels good and right for you, to carry this heart smile with you as you go about the rest of your day, your night, your week, your life, going about in the world, while all the while honoring and respecting the stillness within. Breathe here. Long, slow, smooth, deep breath in. Let it go. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. This practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.